of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation.
Saudis say they believe this massive missile was smuggled into Yemen in Iranian manufactured Scuds.
As the rockets rained down, there were moments of panic.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
Ballistic missile fired from Yemen.
Behind me is an example of one of these attacks.
It is evidence, officials here say, Iran is backing the Yemeni rebels.
These are the recovered pieces of a missile.
The Saudis say they believe this massive missile was smuggled into Yemen in separate parts.
Fired by Houthi militants from Yemen into Saudi Arabia.
It's the positioning of these valves on the side of the missile that convinced the Saudis this is Iranian manufactured. They say.
Some information was conspicuous by its absence, and so I started asking questions.
Houthis have a capability, internal capability, to make their own. Also, they have access to stockpiles of Scuds, which were there from the previous regime.
I started asking each of these analysts very directly, where were they found? Do you have a latitude and longitude? And the answer was always no. I say, okay, well, do you know when it was used? And the answer is no.
So it's it looks more like it was indigenously made, and the Houthis have admitted that this was their missile.
I said, so you don't know anything else about this. You don't know where they found it, when they found it. And they said, we don't know. They said, this is just the way the Saudis handed it to us.
The United States has again been isolated at the UN Security Council.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly.
We're not going to work together if Nikki Haley is going up there humiliating the United States of America by threatening our allies.
Remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations.
Nikki Haley, the blood is on your hands! Continue to sign off on the genocide of a native people. You are an accomplice to terrorists and colonizers.
Woo! Nikki, Nikki, can't you see? You are a
terrorist. Haley,
you got hurt. You signed off on genocide.
Yemen's civil war has carved the country into battling factions. And now, it's virtually sealed off from the outside world because of a blockade imposed by Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi is blockading Yemen, not allowing any humanitarian relief, not allowing fuel.
After Saudi Arabia cut all aid access to the country.
Or food or water to get into the country.
In November, Saudi Arabia has been blockading Yemen, and that's plunged the war-ravaged country into an even deeper humanitarian crisis.
And are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection.
We shouldn't sell weapons to countries who I think may well do more harm than good with those weapons.
If you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, that's peanuts for you.
Britain's rolling out the red carpet for the Saudi Crown Prince, who's arrived for a three-day visit. But a lot of protests are also planned against Saudi Arabia's deadly bombing campaign in Yemen.
Prince Mohammed, when will you stop bombing innocent civilians in Yemen?
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman holds the first of two meetings with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Theresa May is trying to suck up to the Saudi regime in order to secure more arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
A humanitarian disaster is now taking place in Yemen. Millions face starvation. 600,000 children have cholera because of the Saudi-led bombing campaign and the blockade.
Human rights groups, however, chose to focus on children by highlighting the killing of thousands in Yemen by the Saudi military.
British arms sales have sharply increased, and British military advisers are directing the war. It cannot be right that her government... Mr. Speaker, it cannot be right that her government is colluding in what the United Nations says is evidence of war crimes.
ظلم به یمنی ها روزانه الان یمن داره بمباران میشه، مردم بمباران میشن، محافل و مجالس بمباران میشه، بازار بمباران میشه، زیر ساخت های کشور بمباران میشه. به وسیله کی؟ به وسیله همپیمان های آمریکا که مورد تایید آمریکا، سلاحشون رو هم اونا تأمین میکنن، کمکشون رو هم اونا میکنن. کمال وقاحت یه چند تا آهنباره رو میذاره اونجا، میگه اینا موشکی است که ایران به مبارزین یمنی داده. یه ادعای بیدلیلی میکنن. خب محاصرن مبارزین و مجاهدین یمنی، محاصرن، بهشون چیزی نمیشه رسوند. اگر میشد رسوند، ما به جای یک موشک 100 تا موشک بهشون میدادیم.
نريد ان تستسلموا اولا. ما يريدونه من شعبنا اليمني هو الاستسلام. هذا هو المستحيل، هذا هو المستحيل الذي لا يمكن ابدا. يأبى لنا الله، تأبى لنا فطرتنا الانسانيه، يأبى لنا شرفنا الانساني، تأبى لنا قيمنا الدينية ومبادئنا الدينية، انتماؤنا للإسلام، عروبتنا الأساسية والأصلية. تأبى لنا أن نستسلم لأي أحد.